Hello, hello, hello. It is me, your true Hill Phenom, SP3, back once again with another exclusive interview for True Heels BTR, Between the Ropes, with TNA X Division champion Mustafa Ali. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Ali. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mr. Pilar, or Mr. SP3, or whatever we're calling you today, but thank you for having me.
I will give you the honor. You could call me Mr. You can say my shoot name. You could call me Mr. Pilar.
Mr. Pilar it is.
I'm so happy to speak to you just mere days after one of your high profile matches that you've been having all across the world. You just had one in your hometown of Chicago, Illinois at NJPW Windy City Riot with Hiromu Takahashi. I just want to ask you, how are you doing? Because you came a little bit worse for the weary as far as the bloodshed in that matchup. How are you feeling after it?
Something about wearing white gear, man. Anytime I wear white gear, I tend to get a little like, as you can tell, Mr. Hiromu Takahashi likes to hit very, very hard. It was a very physical match. And I applaud the man's psychology because he makes you think he's all fun and games with Daryl. And then at one point in the match, he faked a stomach ache. And these antics and this propaganda that he tried to use against me ultimately failed. And the campaign did overcome him. But I do want to give Mr. Takahashi his due. He was the first man to put a dent in my armor. He was the first man to put a scratch on this beautiful face. I'm doing okay. Thank you, Mr. Pilar, for asking. But, the people needed me. The people rallied behind me. And I did walk away still the TNA X Division champion, victorious in my hometown of Chicago. And also victorious on my debut for New Japan Pro Wrestling. What a guy.
You have been making that a habit, winning in your debuts for these promotions like you did with TNA, winning the TNA X Division Championship.
Sure.
But not only was people talking about like the bloodshed of that matchup, a lot of people were talking about your words after the matchup, like a great presidents of the past going into war and then talking to the people afterward with so much passion and conviction. But you made a very certain note and a very certain message that you are annoyed with the industry and that there's a lot of talking about guys with broken glass when there are more important issues like a genocide going on. I want to give you the platform to kind of elaborate more on what you're annoyed about with this industry.
So I received a very frantic phone call from my press secretary after said interview. And I do apologize to the fans for the profanity used. That is not who I am. I'm a very composed man. And I had always said this several times that profanity is that of the emotional and the unintelligent. Obviously, I'm not unintelligent, but I was very emotional that night. And just to sum it up, the talk of the industry for the last few weeks, all this amazing wrestling is happening. All these amazing stories are unfolding. People are giving their all in the ring. People are giving their all behind the scenes on the camera with production and these ideas. And there were some magical moments. And I just thought it was hilarious that the topic of discussion was broken glass. There's no payoff to that. There's no money to be made there. I can understand why certain individuals are trying to leverage that attention, but I just kind of laugh sometimes because in an industry where we're trying to captivate the audience, we pull the curtain back so much that the only real way to captivate them now is just to tell them the truth. So it kind of just defeats the purpose sometimes. Our job is to get you entertained and enthralled and excited for what happens on the screen, not behind it. That's just my opinion on it. And that's not shots at anyone. It was just a person that's been in the industry long enough to, and I was just venting my frustrations with it. Regarding real life, I'm not saying that, hey, we should stop what we're doing and incorporate what's going on the world on screens. That's not the message at all. Again, I just find it ironic that everyone seems to have an opinion on very irrelevant things, but no one seems to have an opinion, or should I say the balls to say something. When we're talking about people's lives, and the irony again is not to compare the two, but when we have, you know, innocents dying in Ukraine, everyone's very, very quick to say ceasefire and release their videos and send their thoughts and prayers and their support. But you change a geographical point by smidge and you darken the shade a little bit. And now all of a sudden no one seems to have an opinion or a point to make. Again, this is just a human being saying, why can't we be empathetic and be humans to everyone? And I know that's going to get picked up and people are going to say what they want to say. At the end of the day, I'm just letting you all know that the people that you idolize, that you praise, that you'll throw money at, they're hiding behind contracts and cash. I'm not. I will always speak the truth. I will. This isn't a promotion for myself. I'm just letting you know. There's a lot of false idols out there that seem to get put on a platform, and they're not these genuinely great human beings that you think they are. I don't need to call anyone out. They'll expose themselves, because I truly believe at the end of the day, evil gets dragged out into the light. I might be the one doing the dragging. But yeah, that's my rant, and I hope you all see the genuine humanity and empathy that's coming from me. It's not a place of bitterness or anger or anything like that. I just go, okay, pro wrestling is supposed to be this beautiful sport that entertains us. Let's focus on that. But we're focused on a real life backstage altercation. Okay, then why weren't we focused on a real life genocide? It just doesn't make sense to me. But that's my rant.
Nah, you speak the truth, and that's why you have so many people that connect with you, because they know that you are passionate about these things and you speak it from the heart, and I respect the hell out of it, and that's why I absolutely love everything you had to say after that matchup. One last thing about what you had to say after that matchup that I was very much at question about, because when the Best of Super Juniors lineup came out, I was very surprised that you weren't included on it. And you made mention.
You and I both, Mr. Bueller. You and I both.
You made mention of that. How are you going to have the Best of the Super Juniors tournament without the Best Super Junior? I was under the understanding, or just assumed, you are a busy man. You're booked all over the world, TNA wrestling, independents all over the world, from here in the US, UK, Mexico, doesn't matter. You are everywhere.
Right.
I thought it was because of that you weren't a part of Best of Super Junior. So I have to ask, were you even asked to be a part of the tournament?
Well, Mr. Billy, you are right. It was a scheduling conflict. But at the end of the day, when the initial discussion happened, to me, it wasn't much of a discussion. Send the invitation, pay me the handsome reward that I am due for selling out these shows, and case closed. But the fact that there's ongoing discussions back and forth about how we would make this happen, I'm a busy man and I wait for no one. Catch me if you can is the campaign slogan when it comes to promotions and bookers trying to get a hold of the Mustafa Ali campaign. So they cannot catch me. So I will still stand by my words. And you know what? In a way, I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of glad that people are annoyed that I'm not in the Best of the Super Juniors. It's kind of, I'll be honest, a little bit of fire in me. I was a little bit annoyed. And now I think people are questioning my words. Why does Mustafa Ali think he's one of the best Super Juniors? There's this guy's better. So now, ladies and gentlemen, I was coming to be competitive. I was coming to show your favorites, a competitive match. And now you have awakened something that you are going to wish that you didn't. I am going to make sure all of my upcoming performances, especially this Saturday at Rebellion, you're going to also be pissed that Mustafa Ali is not in the Best of the Super Juniors. This is now an agenda. This is now an executive order. This is something that will be accomplished. And I thank you all for your support. If you're not supporting me, if you're against me, I thank you for that too. I thank you for that motivation. I thank you for that, because it's going to be such a joy to watch the smile from your face fade.
Absolutely. And this Saturday, you talked about it. You have a huge matchup, TNA Rebellion. You defend the X Division Championship against Jake Something. And you've kind of been on the back foot, I got to say, watching it from a third party perspective. It seems that you kind of were surprised that Jake Something came out of the matchup to become number one contender. What's your viewpoint just a few days away from that big matchup?
Mr. Pueller, what is your hidden agenda here? Why are you saying such slanderous remarks that I'm on the back?
I'm just saying, because our good friend of the channel that I spoke to before, Tom Hannafin, did ask you if you did
Mr. Hannafin.
Yes.
Mr. Hannafin, yes. Is not a accredited journalist.
Okay.
He has
okay.
been he's on the record as saying that he is opposing my independent party. Mr. Rowalt would have been a better person to talk to. I personally feel like Mr. Hannafin, he's got the face of someone that you not only don't trust, but you want to punch. I feel. So we're going to go ahead and ignore his remarks and his take. And here's the truth, because I speak nothing but the truth. It's not that I'm afraid of competing against Mr. Something. What I am afraid of is what happens when someone like Mr. Something potentially becomes the X Division champion. The man is three times the size of any normal human being. Who does he fight now? A guy four times his size? When does it stop? Who's going to be? What happens to the current X Division roster? What? And everyone wants to throw out this, this campaign slogan from years ago. The X Division is about no limits. Can't be no limits. There has to be some limits. Ask yourself in your everyday life, why is there a speed limit? Why are there weight limits? Why are there ride limits? It's to ensure the safety and prolong the future. It's for your own good. So I believe, no hidden agenda, but as the current X Division champion, I believe what we need to do is ensure that limits are put on the X Division to, again, once again, ensure TNA and the X Division continue to thrive. What is the X Division known for? Exciting matches, right? Groundbreaking. Think about AJ Styles and the Amazing Red, Low Key, Christopher Daniels, Chris Sabin, Alex, all of these legendary matches. Are we going to get that out of Jake Something? No offense to Mr. Something. No offense. He will have the best match of his life this weekend against Mustafa Ali, but it's because it's against Mustafa Ali. So again, for no selfish reason, just out of the goodness of my heart and for the greater good, I want to ensure that the X Division, the history of it is preserved. And in order to do that, we need to put limits on the X Division. No backfooting here.
So let's just put it out there. Let's put three limits. If you had your choice of three limits, you're a powerful leader with a creative ideas. If you had to put three limits on the X Division today, that's going to mm-hmm. change the future and the history of the X Division, what would it be?
I'm all about excitement. So let's go ahead and impose. How much does Jake Something weigh?
I'm going to say he's pushing like 275, 300.
275? At least 275.
Yeah, right? at least.
Maximum weight would be 270. So okay. He's out. Let's go ahead and throw an age restriction in there because I'm tired of carrying people through matches. So let's say under the age of 40. Under the age of 40. And what's the last thing? You know what I would love to impose?
What?
A vote. This is a democracy. You must be voting to become the number one contender. The fans must want to see it. So I would impose a ballot of some sorts where the fans can arrive to the arena that day and they can cast their vote for who they believe should face Mustafa Ali. We can do it weeks in advance if we need to, but I think that'd be exciting. Be innovative. See, see what I do here? I innovate. I'm bringing back greatness. What exciting! Imagine showing up to an arena and you have the power to decide who I will who will challenge me, because I'll still be the champion, of course. But man, look at me, always giving back to the people. That's what I would do.
Mr. Ali, I just have to hand it to you for giving the power back to the people, as all great leaders should. And I'm at a loss for words, honestly.
Thank you. Make sure you tell Mr. Hannafin how you feel about me as well, please.
Oh, I definitely will. I'm going to let him know next time I talk to him. So is your only focus in TNA just the X Division and reforming that? Or is there many more conquests in TNA for you to accomplish with your campaign?
Well, see, this question has been brought up. I've been doing the media rounds this morning, and I understand the sincerity behind the question. But think about the simplicity behind it. Everyone's so focused about the future. What are you going to do? Do you realize the monumental task that I have before me right now, in the present, to make the X Division great again? Do you remember how important the X Division once was?
Yes.
These matches were a staple of the division. And now I'm undertaking the responsibility. It's almost divine what I'm doing. I'm going to restore that honor and that greatness. So people are asking me about future plans. I tell them, guys, this is the biggest plan right now. To restore this X Division championship was once one of the most prestigious championships in the entire industry. And I have single-handedly have corrected the course and put us back on the path to greatness. What the future holds, it holds. Right now, I'm focused on the present, and the present is all about making the X Division great again.
I think you are accomplishing that before our eyes. And there's so much going down at TNA Rebellion. And, you know, we have the big main event matchup with someone you're very familiar with in Nick Nemeth going and challenging Moose. What is kind of your perspective as a great leader in TNA of that big matchup? Kind of what are you looking at, and what do you think is going to be the key factor in that main event matchup?
I think the world's going to see, if they haven't already, why Mr. Nemeth is one of the hands down best to ever do it. And the fact that we have the pleasure of watching him, I would say still in his prime right now doing it. It's going to be a main event, big fight feel against the heavyweight champion Moose, who I'm sure is going to have his team nearby. So it'll be interesting to see what Nemeth does to overcome that. But the guy's been in the game so long, so for him to show up without a game plan is unheard of. But I've been in the ring with him. I've been in lockers with him, locker rooms with him, and I got to say he's one of the best to ever do it. So I think, aside from my match, it's going to be probably the highlight of the show, watching Nick Nemeth do his thing. So please, Las Vegas, get out there. See it. He's going to steal the show. I mean, not steal. You can't steal something that's already stolen, but he's going to try.
The sheriff will have to be called back to the arena for Nemeth and Moose.
Yeah, a second robbery. There you go.
My one final question for you is, because I love this character so much, and I had a great question from one of our team members, Chris G, who's a big TNA fan, and he asked a specific question of, if there was any politicians or world leaders that have influenced you. You know, you get the question about any wrestlers that have inspired you, but with your character, is there any great leaders or politicians that have influenced the person and the leader that you are today?
No, because I don't consider myself a politician. I consider myself a man of the people. And, you know, most politicians will lie. They'll have a hidden agenda. You know, they'll push a catchphrase on you. I never do that. They'll push an agenda on you. I would never do that. They'll surround themselves with security and be very, you know, don't touch me. Never me. Never me. I dress like the people. I talk to the people. The people can always come up and reach. So I don't really consider myself a politician per se. I consider myself a leader amongst the people. A leader amongst the people. But growing up, a little known fact, a little unknown fact about me, excuse me, is that I'm not big into like TV shows and movies, but what I do watch is documentaries. And for some reason, I've always gravitated towards documentaries about people that rose into power. Guys like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, even Muhammad Ali, because if you look at it, he's a bit of a political figure. Oh, yeah, my man. You know, yeah. Che Guevara, anyone that's kind of, I don't want to say fight the power, but someone that has risen through obscurity or had to fight against the system that's in play right now. How do they do it? How do they speak to the people? How do they connect with people? And 9 times out of 10, they were able to connect with the people because they were amongst the people. It was the chosen one. Mustafa, my ring name means the chosen one. And what, if you dive into it a little bit more, it means the chosen one amongst the people, like the one that the people have said he will be the one. So I've taken that to heart. And that's what this presentation is all about. I'm a man of the people. I'm restoring honor and dignity into our industry. I'm eradicating those evil and corrupt leaders in our industry that have selfishly shut the door behind so many that are behind them. I will be there to kick down those doors and open the doors of opportunity and let everyone in before me. But in order to do that, I need to clear the way. I need to create a new path. So, you know, I'm going to roll up my sleeves, take off my expensive jacket, boots on the ground, and get to work.
And we appreciate you for that 100%, Mr. Ali. Want to give you the opportunity, let everybody know where they can follow you on social media, and of course, see your great action when you go up against Jake something for the TNA X Division Championship at TNA Rebellion, and where they could see you every week on TNA at Impact.
Hey guys, you already know where to find me on social. You just type in Mustafa Ali and I'll be the first guy that pops up. I'm the guy that's trending every other week. And then you know where to find us, guys. All the information is in the link below. TNA on Access, YouTube. And this weekend, Saturday, we're going to be in Las Vegas at the Palms. Please, very limited tickets are available. Let's sell this place out. Again, you have me versus Jake something for the TNA X Division Championship. And I promise you, look at me in the eyes when I tell you this. I promise you, it'll be worth the price of admission alone. So please come out and support your TNA X Division Champion.
Thank you so much, Mustafa Ali. This has been True Heels BTR Between the Ropes with TNA X Division Champion Mustafa Ali, Mr. Ali. It is me, your True Heel Phenom SP3, signing off until next time.